So now you know what's actually in beer and how it's made. Well, now you're probably wondering, well, how long have we been making it for? You know, where did the first pint originate? Well, to find out, we sent Mira down to the Natural History Museum in London to find out a bit more about the history of beer.
Beer is one of the world's oldest alcoholic beverages, dating back over 7,000 years, and it's still one of the most popular drinks in society today. But how's it made? And how was it discovered in the first place? I went to the Natural History Museum for one of their Darwin Live events, where the theme of the evening was the natural history of beer, and I had a chat to the event's speakers, Dr. Dave Roberts, head of microbiology at the Natural History Museum, and Dr. Robert Simmons, curator of archaeology at Fishbourne Roman Palace. Now, although many of us are beer drinkers, not all of us know just how this beloved beverage is actually made. So I asked Dave to tell me what's involved.
Well, beers can be made from more or less any cereal grain, but traditionally we use barley. It's malted, which means to germinate it, which allows the starch in the grain to be turned into sugar. The sugar is then fermented with a yeast, and the resulting liquor is beer. These days, we add hops to make the beer bitter, otherwise it's rather sweet for modern palates.
Okay, and how has technology in the brewing process changed since that date?
Today, industry is fully technological. It's using essentially large stainless steel vessels, computer-controlled breweries. We have the science of brewing. We know exactly how to control it now. And so you can go to a brewery, push a button, and the entire process will happen under computer control, and the product will be identical every time it comes out.
Now moving on to the people that were actually drinking the beer. How far does beer go back? When's the earliest trace of people drinking beer?
The earliest definitive evidence for honest-to-goodness beer is about 3000 BC, and that was in Sumeria. But we have evidence from sculptures and from writing in Egypt back to about 5000 BC, thereabouts. But cereal grains were being collected back as far as 23,000 years ago. And the question then becomes, well, how do you eat cereal grains? Cereal grains themselves are very hard, and so you can't just chew them because we simply don't have the teeth for it. It's much easier if you soften the grains first. So if you soften them by soaking them in water, then you can smash them open. But at 23,000 years, we have no known way of cooking them then other than making them into a paste and putting them onto a hot stone. It's perfectly conceivable that if you were a little bit late, a little bit tardy in doing this, that they would have fermented. And if they were left in water, then the water would have gone fizzy and would have been actually safer to drink than stream water.
So you think it may have happened by accident?
I think it more or less must have.
How about you, Robert?
There has been an argument in the past that beer wasn't originally brewed, if you like, by accident from failed bread production, but was actually the original product and bread came later. Now, it's a debate that's run on and on, but it's an interesting idea and it's quite plausible because beer is actually more nutritious than the bread would have been.
When beer, say, first started being drunk, was it associated with just, say, everyday people? Was everybody drinking it, or was it associated with different classes, do you think?
The way I imagine for the production and consumption of beer to have taken place, it was a big communal get-together. There were fairly small groups of people living in the English countryside, and they would have brewed large quantities of this stuff. We're talking about, you know, 100 litres, maybe 150, even more. It wouldn't have a long shelf life. So once it's brewed, it's got to be drunk. You know, ethnographic examples suggest within 24 hours. Even if it's got to be drunk within 3 days, that's a big party. And everybody would get involved and everybody would help drink the beer.
It's also the case that in ancient Egypt, we know from the hieroglyphs that beer was drunk regularly with meals. So with all meals, by everyone in society, from the pharaoh right down to the smallest child. But it was also associated with at least three of the gods, ceremonies associated with at least three of the gods in ancient Egypt. So it was, as Rob said, exactly that. Everybody seemed to drink beer because it was a major food source.
So there you have it. Drinking beer isn't only about the alcohol content, but the nutrition as well. But I guess the real question here is, what came first, the bread or the beer? Either way, I'm glad it was discovered because I, for one, am a big fan of this liquid bread. Especially now that lots of pubs and bars are expanding their beer menus. But how can I tell what a truly good beer is and taste all the flavours that are meant to be in there? Well, I spoke to Julian Harrington, a master brewer, and he took me through a traditional beer tasting to teach me how to really enjoy my pint.
First of all, you should swirl it to get the aroma off it. You should treat it like a wine. Try and sort of take some time over it and look at it and consider it, and then swirl it to get all those lovely citrusy hops of it, those orangey, lemony flavours.
So now you've got me swirling my pint. What next?
Right, now you have to taste it. And you need to let it roll over the tongue, because the tongue initially tastes the crude flavours, the sweetness, the acidity, the sourness and the bitterness. And then as it warms up on the tongue, and as the carbon dioxide comes out of the beer, because it's got a bit of fizz in it, that lifts the aromas, and your nose then picks up the smell, getting the deeper, more plummy, raisiny fruit flavours that you can't smell until they actually come off the tongue as it warms up.
That tasted good.
It's good. Just getting lots of raisins and fruit, lots of fruity beers.
What type of beer is it that we're drinking now?
Drinking a real ale or a cask beer. This is one that isn't pasteurised, and the beer and the yeast is allowed to sediment. So it's a very natural way, and it's how all beer and even beers in Europe were made before they had the fizzy filtered beers that we have now. Beers are very complex. They have a bit more than grapes. The hops are the grapes of beers. There's the malt, and there's all the things we do with the malt, dark malts, crystal-type malts, and lots of flavours in there. And there's over 1,000 brewing yeasts, which can give you different flavour notes. And then it depends on what you do in the brewery.
Right. So that's swirl and sniff, sip, roll over your tongue, then look for the hang and after flavours that come out. Got it. Next time you're at the pub, why not sample some different beers to your usual and apply these tasting techniques to see if you can find all the flavours. Who knew drinking beer could be so complicated?
Who indeed. Thank you very much. That was Mira talking to Dr. Dave Roberts, Dr. Robert Simmons, and also Master Brewer Julian Harrington about the natural history of beer.